Ring my Drake Bell, won't you?
Why don't you?
Hey.
Why don't you?
Easy, Tiger.
Drake Bell is here. He was half of Drake and Josh. Which half again, Drake? You told us when we came
out. I was the smaller half.
You were the smaller half of Drake and Josh.
We were talking about this. You hadn't walked in yet, but I have to laugh because Bill said, you know, my daughter said, you've got to take a selfie with Drake Bell because it'll give me street cred.
Give me street cred. Not them, nice. But I'll be more respected.
I'll help you out with your street cred.
Thank
I got
you for that, Drake. That's very nice. You're in town because of the Wood Family Foundation's Woody's Warm-Up. This is tonight at Harry Carey's over at Navy Pier. It's an 8:30 start, and it goes till 11. You want to go to WFFPitchIn.org, and what exactly will be taking place there, Drake?
It's going to be awesome. I haven't been. Suzanne went last year. Said it was a lot of fun. But I'm going to be performing tonight, and I think they're doing like some celebrity guest bartending. Which sounds kind of fun. I don't know if I can do my Tom Cruise cocktail. I don't know if I've got that ability, but I can make a mean vodka cranberry.
What's wrong with that?
You used to play guitar on Drake and Josh, and you know you're still doing it. Is it true that Roger Daltrey once gave you private lessons?
Wow. Yeah, I did a film. Well, when I first started playing guitar, I had to learn for a movie when I was like 11 or like 10 or 11, and Roger Daltrey starred in the movie. And
Chasing Destiny.
Yeah, and it was so cool because I was already at you know, that age. I loved the Beatles, the Beach Boys, Led Zeppelin, Queen, you know, The Who. So he was a rock star to me, and he's probably thinking, oh, this kid doesn't know who I am. So, you know, I followed him around, and I'm asking all these questions. I'm like, what was it like hanging out with Keith? He's like, dude, he was in my band. It's not like I met him. Like, what was it like meeting Pete Townsend? Like, what do you mean? Like, Roger, but you know, I'm 10. I don't know. And but yeah, so he was my first introduction to like learning how to play guitar. So
look at
we
that.
Would sit on set, and he would grab a guitar, and he would show me how to play things and do stuff with the slide. And yeah, so it was really cool. And I got to one of the coolest things about working with Roger is I got to record with him in the studio, and in the lobby of the studio there was a pinball machine.
Ah.
And so
a Tommy
I was like,
pinball machine
I was,
or
it wasn't.
Other,
it was just. Was a, it was just a. It, we were just in some random studio, you know,
yeah.
That just happened to have a pinball machine, and I just happened to be recording with Roger Daltrey. So I'm like, Roger, could you come in here and play me a game of pinball?
He
like,
sure plays a mean pinball,
yeah,
from what
did.
I understand.
That is the coolest.
But yeah,
story.
So I got to play pinball with the pinball wizard. Yeah,
not
but
bad.
Cell phones weren't popular then, so you didn't. Did you get a bunch of pictures? I hope.
Well, yeah, actually, but they're all on. They're. I got to look through actual photo albums. This is a while ago. Yeah, they are not on Facebook anywhere. No.
What do you think is the bond between you and John Cusack? You played John Cusack's son in a movie. You played a younger version of John Cusack in High Fidelity.
Yeah.
What is there about you that people say, wow, there's a bond there?
I don't know. I just, you know, I got cast as his son for the Jack Bull, and everybody really hit it off. He works with the same group of people every
yeah.
movie. It's all the same producers, same writer, same everything. And so they're getting onto that set, it's not like everyone's meeting each other for the first time, and it's like getting in and meeting a family, you know, you're like, oh, and we just got really close, and he's really into music, and, you know, he's a huge music fan, so we would get into the trailer, and he'd introduce me to like, oh, have you heard this jam track, or, you know, this Clash record, or this thing, and so we just kind of became buds, and
nice,
then,
good for
and
you.
So when the part came up for High Fidelity, Steve Pink, the producer, just called up and was like, hey, John was wondering if you were available for this thing. Come play him when he's... I'm like, yeah, sure. So I got to... we shot that here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we shot that in Chicago here. And so I got to just come out and hang out with the gang again after...
Good for you.
Which was a lot better than being free, because it was actually... the weather wasn't like this. It was pretty nice when we were here. And the last movie we did together was up in Calgary, Canada, in the middle of, you know, just freezing weather. So it was nice to actually be able to hang out and not be cooped up in our trailers.
That would be good. The voice of Spider-Man in Marvel's Ultimate Spider-Man, the animated series. Have you been a comic book lover for a long time?
Yeah, I actually have. I collect comics. I was just at the comic book shop yesterday, as a matter of fact, before my flight.
Do you have a monthly subscription where they hold it for you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Invincible is my favorite. If I could, if anybody who is if Robert Kirkman or Joel, anybody's listening, I want to play Invincible. But yeah, so I used to go into my being able to play Spider-Man is the coolest thing, because I remember going into my brother's room while he was off at school, and because he always had the best Spider-Man comics. And I'd go in and I'd sneak his comics out, and then I just became a big comic book fan. And I'm telling you, it is such a trip watching. It's one thing to see your voice in animation in just some character. That's cool.
Sure.
But when that character Spider-Man, you're like, wait a minute. He's like the most iconic superhero. I mean, it's like Spider-Man, Superman, Batman.
Right.
Like, those are the...
That's it.
You know what I mean?
Three.
Like, and then, yeah, so...
How do you change your voice when you're doing Spider-Man as opposed to your normal voice?
I think it's just like a little more, it's probably just, I mean, it really is kind of like my normal voice. I think it's just more, like, hey, what's up, guys? It's your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. You know, I'm just a little younger and a little more, like, I just, maybe was just in class or something, you know?
Sure. That's beautiful. You're hired.
Thank you. We want
you to be Spider-Man.
I saw your role as Timmy Turner over, we just watched it this holiday season, A Fairly Odd Movie, Grow Up Timmy Turner. You were fantastic. Again,
Thank you.
I have two teenage boys. So excited that you're in today.
Doing the Timmy Turner was, being Timmy Turner was awesome. Because that's like, again, I grew up watching Fairly Odd Parents, and most people, you want to be in this goofy, that's not really what I want to do. But I'm like, what? That's like asking me if I want to play Bart Simpson. Yes,
right.
Yes, I'll do it. Yes, so it was really cool to be able to take on a character like Spider-Man and like Timmy Turner that you grew up watching. It's like, next I'll be SpongeBob or something.
Exactly how Tom Kenny does it.
I know. He's a Green Goblin on. Not Green Goblin. He's a Doc Ock on Spider-Man my show. Yeah. So.
When you get the role of an iconic character like Spider-Man, do you look at the other actors that have played him in the past, or do you not want to be influenced by their work?
Honestly, I just took what I heard in my head when I read the comic books.
Yeah.
Because the comic books are much more, and I think they're going that way with Spider-Man more now. I think the new Spider-Man with Tom Holland, I think his name is, mm-hmm. is going to be more like the comic books, which was, even if he's in a serious scenario situation, which I don't think the Tobey Maguire movies caught as much, as he's still making the worst puns and the dumbest jokes, and he's trying to be funny because he's a kid,
Yeah.
He's like, he's just a kid that accidentally got superpowers, He wasn't rich, he didn't... it wasn't selected. It was just by chance.
Right.
So he's like, well, this is what I got now. So I think I just did what I read in the comics. And that was this fun, goofy a kid that just accidentally got superpowers. I think, if you make him too like, oh, I'm a superhero now. It's like, no, that's not Spider-Man. That's like.
Keep him real.
Yeah, he's
both
just
Wendy
a kid.
And I have been bitten by radioactive spiders. And it does. It changes you. But
it does. It makes you
can't help it.
You're good at being goofy, aren't you?
You really are.
And you've been working since how old?
Oh, since I was like 5 years old.
Five years old in a commercial?
Yeah, my first commercial, I had to... tell me if this will get you to want to be an actor. So I had to sit on a tree stump. I'm 5 years old.
Yeah.
I sit on a tree stump, and I'm wearing like overalls, and I have to eat a popsicle and let the popsicle like drip on me. It's for Whirlpool appliances. So it's like, oh, look, mom can wash it off and make it all better. So I had to sit there all day, and they were just like, eat a popsicle, and then it'd drip on me and be like, oh, okay, cut. All right, hand him another popsicle. Cut. Okay, hand him another popsicle. I'm like, I'm 5 years old. I'm like, this is the best job ever. Like, what'd you do at work today? I ate popsicles. There were other kids on the set. Ran around. We didn't really have to go to school.
No one yelled at me for spilling out my shirt.
I was allowed to. They actually said more and good job. It was amazing.
Drake Bell is
my
here.
My favorite flavor.
Which you like?
Orange or grape?
Oh, cherry. Probably.
Cherry's the way to go.
Yeah. A lot of people say it tastes like medicine, but I like it.
Have you tried the medicine flavored popsicles?
Those are my favorite.
Those are
sick popsicles.
Yeah. Drake Bell is here. You know him from Drake and Josh and a myriad of other roles. He's in town for the Wood Family Foundation's Woody's Warm Up tonight at Harry Carey's at Navy Pier. It's an 8:30 start. Go to WFFPitchIn.org for more information and his own website, DrakeBell.com. We'll be back after this. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Actor Drake Bell is in town for the Wood Family Foundation's Woody's Warm Up. That's tonight at Harry Carey's and Navy Pier. It's an 8:30 start. Go to WFFPitchIn.org. You've got some baseball in your blood. Heath Bell is your cousin.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
The San Diego Padres?
Yep. That's
not bad.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
And tell everybody, your mom has, I hope, still has.
Quite a sports family, yeah.
One of the coolest jobs of all time.
Two-time world champion pool player.
How about that?
That's awesome.
She's not a, she doesn't play on the tour anymore, but she's, you know, she's in the, it's funny. I'm like, why don't you play anymore? She's like, I've won everything there is to win. I'm like,
woe is me.
I'm like, you're so rad, mom. But
she
so she's in the BCA Hall of Fame. Well, you know, the thing is she kept, you know, pool is you're either professional on the tour or you're, you know, hustling people out of their money in bars.
Right.
So she kind of kept us away from the pool table until we got to an age. Now I can go play with her and she shows me how to. Now I can play pretty well. And we play okay. We play well enough to beat our friends because we always grew up with a pool table. But, you know, she's in the BCA Hall of Fame, the WPBA Hall of Fame, and she's won first place in every, I guess, opportunity you can win first place in billiards.
Yeah.
She's done it. So.
That's excellent.
Yeah, she was the first woman to win two world titles back-to-back in 91 and 92.
Whoa!
I always wish I had a cool mom. I try to be
pretty,
a cool mom now.
Cool. Cool.
You guys were pretty adorable comparing pictures of your collections.
Drake is also a collector of all things Disney, as
yes.
I am. So we were coveting each other's
I'm
possessions.
I'm very jealous of yours, though. That's,
you've got incredible stuff. Incredible stuff.
That's so cute. I like the...
Are you a Shag fan?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm friends with him.
Seriously?
Yeah, I know.
He's an artist. I've shown you his work. The piece I want now that he's created is a Willy Wonka scape. Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Stunning.
Yeah. He's doing these big ones now. I just got one of them. They're really cool. But yeah, I've been following Shag since like 1999.
He's really good.
Like since his first gallery opening, I was like, oh my God, this guy is going to be the best thing ever. And then when he combined it with Disney?
Yeah.
I was like, come on.
I know.
You got my favorite artist, my favorite place on the planet, and you combined them, and I didn't even have to tell you. I was like, God, Walt's up there just pulling the strings for me.
Sure.
He knows what I want.
I like to see this nerdy side. I'm married to a Star Wars collector.
Yeah, it gets very nerdy.
I like it, though, but you're also a rocker. I just found out that you're going to be out in Downers Grove performing as well on Sunday at Ballydoyle.
Or Saturday night at Ballydoyle's, yeah.
Okay, sorry. I have a 17-year-old son who plays guitar, does slide, harmonica, loved you in watching you on Drake and Josh. I think we're going to come out there.
Dude, have him come out. Have him come up and play a song.
Oh, my God. He would die.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you, there are so many people that are texting, where can we see you? Why are you in town? And if you can't make it to the Carey Wood Family Foundation Woody's Winter Warm-Up tonight at Harry Carey's at Navy Pier from 8:30 to 11, Ballydoyle Pub, and that's in Downers Grove, and that's Saturday at what time?
7 o'clock?
7 o'clock?
Yeah, 7 o'clock, yeah.
All right, good. Thank you.
I knew it was 7 or 8.
I think I'm coming.
All right.
Yeah,
to get overly serious, but I'm curious. You've been doing what you do since you were 5 years old, and we always, people who are not in the acting profession, hear stories about how hard that transition is from being a child actor to being an adult actor. Was it hard for you?
You know, I mean, it depends. I think there's in LA and Hollywood, I think that it depends on who you're auditioning for. You know, I mean, some people may see you as, oh, he's that guy off Nickelodeon. Then some people you go and audition for, they've never even seen your show on Nickelodeon. And then if they like the way you perform, I think it just, I mean, I don't know. I've never really had that issue of like, oh, he's a kid actor. Because I've also. You know, I wrote all the music on the show. I've kind of never thought, oh, what direction do I need to go in now, or what? I've just always done what I love to do and what I find fun that entertains people. And so, I've never thought, oh, my audience is young, so I can only do this, or I want to abandon my young audience and I want to go get some meaty role now, or I want to be in this. You know, I want to be in The Godfather now. I mean, that'd be great, but it's just like it's not something that I'm actively like. you know, I have this great fan base, and yeah. they're really amazing, and it's fun to entertain them, and
yeah.
and they're growing with me. It's like the Beatles, you know. It's like they're growing with me now. My, you know, I have fans that are, you know, all ages. I mean, I still have 6-year-olds coming up to me, and then I have 66-year-olds that are like, you know, my daughters loved your show, and we, you know, yours was the only show that they watched that I could sit down and watch too, and we could all enjoy it as a family.
That's a huge compliment.
Yeah, I mean, that really is what the coolest thing about my show. That's my favorite thing to hear is, when I can't stand what my kids watch, but whenever your show is on, we could all sit down as a family and we would all laugh together, and we would all, and it's you know, that hearing that, you know, the kids would stop doing what they're doing, and the parents would stop doing what they're doing, and it'd be sort of a family moment. You know, I hear grandmas and everybody. It was sort of like a full house. You know, yeah. It was like there wasn't really. Yeah, it was.
But way funnier.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, sorry, it was geared towards teens, but I really think that it had like more of. I don't think there was a select demographic for the show. I think it was really universal.
Yep.
You were too mean to Josh, though. I got to tell you.
I wasn't too bad.
Come on.
Now, you're still friends. You guys, is there going to be any kind of a reunion? Are you going
to
do,
Fuller House did? I would love to. I'm definitely the John Lennon in this situation, this little Beatles situation. I'm like, let's get the band back together. You know, me and George and Ringo.
Yeah, was it Yoko who got in your way?
Like that. Me, George, and Ringo are hanging out at the Dakota waiting for Paul to call us up and say okay. But I would love to get the band back together. We're all still great friends. Josh and I talk all the time. We were in – I just did Grandfathered with him, his Fox show with John Stamos. So we got a little bit of a reunion, but it wasn't like a proper Drake and Josh reunion. We were playing different characters. It's kind of sort of just like a nudge to the audience. And everybody on the show, I mean, we're like a family. Miranda, Jonathan, the dad from my show, we're doing a lot of stuff. If you do want to see some cool stuff, go to my YouTube. And I guess it's – I think just go to YouTube and look up Drake Bell. It's Drake Bell Live is my YouTube account. And we've been doing this – all of the characters from the show have been coming back and doing stuff on my YouTube page because our dad, missing father. Our dad, Walter,
right.
has gone missing. We don't know what's happened. He's kind of lost his mind. And he's just on the loose. So we're trying to find him. And we did it as a little goof at my house and did it as a joke. And it got like – all of a sudden it's like, oh, are they coming back? What's happening? So I'm like, oh, let's play with this. So I called around to all the other cast members. So Yvette came on and did one as Helen. And my mom came and, you know, Nancy came and did one. And Jonathan's been doing them. And Josh Sussman, who played Clay – like a lot of just like – random characters and people are coming back and stuff. So yeah, I mean, I would love to, the show's so popular and people are so, yeah. are just like waiting, like, where's the next thing? What are we going to do? You know? And so I'd love to. I mean,
that would be great. So many shows have done that.
And that's the thing.
I
mean, Girl Meets World just got canceled and Netflix is picking it back up.
Yeah.
And That's So Raven's coming back.
Yeah.
Fuller House is getting picked up, renewed for a third season.
That was like the top Netflix download too,
yeah.
Fuller House.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, we watch it in my house, you know.
I've watched it.
It's cute. You know what I like? It's almost like they did a really smart thing. It's almost like there was a season of Full House that I missed.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I didn't see – it doesn't feel like a different show. Yeah, there's new characters, but it's like, oh, this just must be a season that it feels like
right.
home, you know?
It does.
And yeah, so I mean there's so many shows that are coming back and doing that I think it'd be a perfect opportunity for us to come back. You know?
You'll have a lot of people watching. You really would. Drake, it was so cool to meet you.
Thank you.
So glad that you were here.
Get your picture so you get street cred.
That's what I'm going to do.
That kills me.
That's what I'm going to do.
Street cred. It's very important these days.
You got to have
it. Very important to the kids.
You can't get a room in a hotel without the street cred.
And don't say credit.
No.
No.
Cred. Stop.
No way.
Stop.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Drake will be appearing at the Wood Family Foundation's Woody's Warm Up. That's tonight at Harry Carey's on Navy Pier, 8:30 to 11:00. Go to WFFPitchIn.org and
Ballydoyle Irish Pub and Restaurant, downtown Downers Grove, happening tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. I'm going. I'm definitely
Come
going.
By.
I'm bringing my boys.
Come hang out.
All we'll ages, I'm assuming.
It is.
Yeah. All right, perfect.
Yep. Thanks, Drake.
Awesome.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You guys.
A quick break, then some news. Bill and Wendy, WGN.